Folks, we need to talk about what's happening at the White House. Trump is giving the People's House the full Mar-a-Lago treatment, and honestly, I'm kind of impressed by the sheer audacity of it all. First, he's replacing the Rose Garden grass with stone. Stone. Because apparently, grass is for quitters. The iconic White House Rose Garden is getting paved over, and I can only assume the next step is installing a putting green and maybe a hot tub shaped like the Constitution. But wait, there's more. Trump is building a $200 million, 90,000 square foot ballroom. That's not a ballroom, that's a small airport terminal with better lighting. For context, most American homes are around 2,000 square feet. This ballroom is 45 times bigger than your entire house, and it's just for dancing. Trump called it his great legacy project, which is exactly what every president should say when they're essentially adding a nightclub to the White House. I'm waiting for him to announce the VIP bottle service menu and the coat check fees. You know what Trump said about previous presidents? No president knew how to build a ballroom. Finally, we found the gap in presidential knowledge that's been plaguing this nation for 248 years. George Washington, great with revolutions, terrible with dance floors. Lincoln, freed the slaves, but where was the DJ booth? FDR, New Deal, but no deal on where to do the electric slide. The best part is Trump complained about having to use tents on the South Lawn, saying when it rains or snows, it's a disaster. So his solution isn't better tents or maybe indoor-outdoor space. It's a $200 million ballroom that's bigger than most shopping malls. That's like your neighbor complaining their garage is too small and responding by building a second house just for their lawnmower. And let's talk about that Rose Garden renovation. They're turning Jackie Kennedy's elegant garden design into what I can only assume will look like the entrance to a very expensive steakhouse. I'm expecting valet parking and a bouncer who checks your political affiliation at the garden gate. The whole thing is being funded by private donations, which means somewhere out there, wealthy people are writing checks specifically to make sure the President of the United States can have a really, really big dance party. Honey, should we donate to charity this year? Nah. Let's help Trump build his ballroom. The Children's Hospital can wait. I love that this has been Trump's dream for 15 years. Most people dream of world peace or ending hunger. Trump dreams of a dance floor so big you need a GPS to find the bathroom. You know what this means, right? State dinners are about to get wild. Instead of intimate conversations about foreign policy, we're going to have heads of state doing the Macaron in a space the size of two football fields. The White House used to be called the People's House. Now it's becoming the People's House with premium entertainment package and stone patio seating. But honestly, I respect the commitment to the bit. Most politicians try to appear humble and relatable. Trump looked at the White House and said, "You know what this 200-year-old symbol of democracy needs? More bling and a bigger dance floor." At this point, I'm just waiting for him to announce the White House gift shop will now sell bedazzled presidential seals and maybe some Trump-branded champagne fountains. The man turned the presidency into a reality show, and now he's turning the White House into the set. And you know what? At least we'll always remember where we were when American politics officially jumped the shark. It was on a stone patio in a $200 million ballroom doing the electric slide.